Gossip and all things juicy. It's the AMPM report.
Ah, yes. You know, they say hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Well, Baltimore Ravens safety Earl Thomas found it out the hard way. He was threatened at gunpoint by his wife after she caught him in bed with another woman.
Okay, well.
She said she saw something suspicious on his Snapchat account and arrived at the rental house to find him in bed with his brother and two women.
Wait a minute now, what?
Huh? In bed with his brother.
You better believe.
Him and his brother in two bed with two women? Whatever.
Okay. I don't condone violence, but I understand.
Police said she allegedly held a 9mm Beretta less than a foot from his head.
Oh, my gosh.
She said it was empty. The cop said there was one in the chamber.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad this is not a different story, but come on, son. All right.
You say you don't agree, but you understand?
I do. How mad you could get in that moment and the shock, too. But, you know, put the gun down, sis. But, yeah.
Well, Spike Lee fans. You guys Spike Lee fans?
Sure.
Yep.
Well, fresh off his first Academy Award for Black Klansman, he gets his new movie is going to be out, The Five Bloods, on Netflix, June 12th. It's about four returning Vietnam veterans, and they go back to Vietnam. Chadwick Boseman, Del Rio Lindo. People are concerned about Chadwick Boseman. He's lost a lot of weight. Is it for a movie? I get a feeling it was for a movie scene. I bet he goes for something.
Probably is. Yeah, that picture was pretty scary. But this sounds good, and I'm always here for Spike Lee and Chadwick. Graduate of Howard University, Chadwick Boseman.
Hot tea in Atlanta. Some are saying Cynthia Bailey is out of the Real Housewives series.
Oh, she's moving to L.A., maybe?
They're saying the move was made to make room for Phaedra. What?
Okay, Phaedra's but you know, she back. And Mike Hill.
I don't know about that. Phaedra.
Phaedra always brings the drama. Now, you cannot dispute that, although she also brought the lies, so that's why she was off. But
a show that lies fires her from lying didn't make no damn sense anyway.
Well, you know, Cynthia and Mike Hill are getting married, I think, in October. So maybe she's making the move out west to L.A. Where he lives.
They said she was given the option to be a friend to the show.
No.
With a significant pay cut. I wish the hell I would take no damn. Uh-oh, you not.
All right.
I like her, but I think her and Candy were the two legitimates, I think.
And we got more star power, right, coming up on the show today?
Oh, yes. We got the En Vogue coming up. Cindy from En Vogue's going to be talking to us next hour. And you know, before I get out of here, a quick shout out to T.I. and Killer Mike. They fed like 500 people in Atlanta. They're hugging the block hard, okay?
That's awesome.
The AMPM Entertainment Report. And coming up, we'll talk to Cindy from En Vogue. Great you are.
Live from Al Mar Meta, it's Allison Seymour and Mark Clark. Social distancing on 96.3 WHUR.